Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's, and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can save even more with limited-time deals. Right now, buy one, get one half off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Primer and Ceiling Paint. Plus, get free same-day delivery to your job site when you order by 2 p.m. Offer valid through 6/13, delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Bridget.
And this
is Girls Next Level.
Welcome back to Girls Next Level, everybody. We are here with Miss Stacey Burke.
Woo, woo, huzzah!
Renaissance Fair founders.
How now, young lady?
So we left off, we were in the Mediterranean room and we were starting to work with this dialect coach.
Which, can I just say, her name was Morgan. And I don't know where they found her. I don't know if it was somebody that the Renaissance Fair recommended or whatever, but I thought she was delightful.
Oh, she was. Yeah, I really liked her.
I love her personality. She was so much fun.
Yeah.
I am wearing those glasses again, and it's because I'm having that second an allergic reaction. Remember I said it happened twice.
Do you know what the allergic reaction was from?
Never figured it out, and it's never happened since. It happened twice, once when we went to Vegas, and once obviously around this time when we're filming this scene. And that's why I'm wearing those glasses again, because I'm like, why am I wearing those dumb glasses again? Did I just think that they were so cool and fun after wearing them the first time? But then in commentary, I say this was when I had I knew I had a second reaction. I just didn't know when it was. This was it. So I don't know what I had going on.
It was only then you haven't had it since?
Mm-mm.
And my ass is out in the low-rise jeans I'm wearing. Did you notice in the scene?
I didn't.
And these are a perfect example of what we think of when we say low-rise jeans. Like, I know a lot of, like, mid-rise things are marked low-rise these days, but these were the actual, like, I'm sitting down, you can see in the scene, and, like, half of my ass is hanging out.
Yeah. That's how it was, for real.
That's how it was, for real.
One of the reasons, and I know I talked about this a little bit in the last episode, but one of the reasons that I really wanted to do this is because it makes it so much better when you go to fair if you know some of the language. Do you agree?
Yeah, because because everyone there, usually the workers, talk that way. And I've brought people there where they get angry. And like I witnessed actually went people just getting mad. Like, I don't understand what you're saying. Speak English. And like, they are the players,
the
cast members, like, the people that are supposed to talk that way.
But I think even people that go there talk that way. Like the avid fairgoers.
It's kind of fun. It's
like
kind
you don't know who's working.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, it kind of makes it more fun, especially. Yeah, you want to play along with it, cosplay, and get into the mood and act like you're back in the day.
Yeah.
And also, you kind of want to understand what they're saying.
Right. And I just felt like I was telling Holly last week, like, I've been to the fair without dressing up and without, like, playing along and stuff. And it's just not nearly as fun.
Yeah, it's not. Although they make fun of you. Like, you're wearing your underwear? Go, they call me, like, all this stuff. And that'd be funny because it's like, sometimes it was just too hot. That's why I have the regular outfit, like the ones you have. And then this was the more the belly dance. This was my summer outfit because I would, like, push it up and stuff like that. So, because it would get hot sometimes.
They will definitely pick on people that aren't dressed playing the part, too. They'll, like,
What are you doing with your skivvies? What are you wearing in public with your skivvies?
Yeah, so that's funny. But then you really do feel even more so like a sore thumb and like, I should have dressed up. Or maybe it's just me because I love dressing up.
It's more fun. It kind of, I used to buy all the swag and, eat all the food and just.
Yes. Oh, we're going to get into all of that stuff. Yeah. We're going to get into all of it.
You know what I noticed watching this scene is I can feel the good vibes in this scene. Like, you know how I believe that there's like certain energy imprints on things when they're being made? Like when we were looking through different years of Playboy magazines on our Patreon, I would look at certain years and if the magazine was put together during 2007 when things were good, it would be a good vibe.
Yeah.
And then if I'm looking at something where it was put together in like late 2008, 2009, there was such a like sinister vibe I felt. Like I really feel that. And I remember when we were watching in season 2, the dog birthday episode, there was a scene where one of the chefs was showing us how to make the dog pizzas in the kitchen. And I just had this feeling that like Kevin was so into this episode and loved this episode. Like I could feel like the love and enthusiasm pouring out of the episode. And I feel it in this scene too. Like I feel like Kevin is super into this Renaissance fair idea and probably super into the fact that Hef is into it and participating. And I just like feel the enthusiasm in the scene. It's weird.
Yeah. That's interesting. I definitely felt it in the dog birthday one that you're talking about, but I did not like notice it in this one.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. Like makes me kind of want to rewatch it and see.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, like I said, she brings us these books and she's giving us words like verily and forsooth and telling us how to use them and stuff. And then you brought up an interesting thing in commentary. You were like, forsooth, that was your line in Robot Chicken.
Oh, yeah, it was, randomly.
Yeah. What I thought was so interesting because we've never even, did we even talk about the Robot Chicken thing?
I don't think so. When did we record that, like season one of the show or something?
God, I don't even know.
Probably around that time, you know, the show, if you guys are familiar, Robot Chicken, it was like a comedy where they'd have little like action figures, act out scenes and stuff. And ours was like a Lego or like a Duplo people that was like Lego Playboy Mansion with like the people. And we had little figures and we did a voiceover for it. It was very cute.
It was so fun to do that. Like, I love that voiceover stuff.
Yeah, I have a clip of it on our YouTube channel. If you go to the playlist marked clips, it's on there if you guys want to see it.
And then I remember later on down the line, we had like a Robot Chicken party at the mansion. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I think for the new season starting, when we were going to be in it and stuff. So that was really fun. But yeah, she's teaching us how to use the word forsooth. And you're like, forsooth, that's my Robot Chicken line. But yeah, we're totally into it. We're like learning. We're doing all this stuff. And then they do an on the fly. I wrote in my notes, holy shit. Because they do an on the fly interview with Morgan, the language coach. And she says, they must be asking her how you think the girls are going to do with all this. And how do you think Kendra is going to do with it? Because she says, Kendra has enough problems speaking regular English. So I don't know how she's going to do tackling Elizabethan, but I'll keep my fingers crossed for her.
I felt that was crazy for a couple reasons.
It blew my mind.
It blew my mind, one, that they threw her under the bus because... Yes. You guys know, even though you guys might not agree, I always kind of felt like, especially in the early seasons, the show very much like favored Kendra. So I'm shocked that they threw her under the bus. But also, like, as much as it might feel like, oh, wow, she's finally getting it where we've always got it, it's kind of an odd thing for them to pick because I feel like, okay, they're going to use it as a gag that she's like, and I'm putting this in quotes, guys, being dumb. And then they use that as like where they're going to rip on her. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that because it's kind of like a low blow. But like if they had wanted to rip on her for being an asshole or for being rude or for being late all the time, like they won't touch that. They want her to look like a nice person, but then they'll be like, okay, well, like, use all your gags being dumb and then kick you in the stomach about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they were trying to say she was dumb or just like she's not paying attention and she doesn't care and she doesn't like, she's not trying.
Yeah, I think it comes off as being dumb, though. I mean, that's how I would interpret it, just watching.
She used slang, like she used like slang words because, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. But, well, I was surprised for a couple of reasons. Number one, I was surprised that somebody who's just meeting her, maybe Morgan was a fan of the show and hadn't seen other seasons, but somebody who's just meeting her comes out and that's one of the first things that how she feels and says. Two, I was surprised that even if she did notice that she would say it on camera. Like there's a lot of balls it takes to
totally.
Do that.
Totally. Do you think she came up with it though? Or do you think it was a line that was fed to her?
Ooh.
Because my first instinct was it was a line that was fed to her, which seems like such a turn of events. Like they're just turning on Kendra where they've always favored her so much. But that was my first instinct was that it was like a line producer. Like, would you say Kendra has like trouble with the English language, and then she can't even do the Renaissance English.
Oh, maybe.
That's just what I
didn't even think
that was my first instinct. And then she, because she's, it's being fed to her, feels like, oh, it's okay to say this.
Yeah.
And Kendra was kind of joking about being beef-witted in the thing.
Yeah.
So she probably felt like it was okay to say that line and that it wasn't like mean of her to say, because she doesn't seem like she's a mean person at all.
No, that's why, another reason why it comes out like kind of shocking. And yeah, that's so interesting. I wonder if she was fed it.
That was my first instinct. And it's just, like I said, surprising to me for a couple reasons. A, surprising they threw her under the bus. And then even though part of me is like, oh, well, equal treatment, because we've definitely been thrown under the bus before. But I'm like, they really had to throw her under the bus for that, though.
So this makes me think now for a second, they're letting Morgan throw her under the bus, kind of. I wonder if like this was right after that blowout, like this really was right after that blowout, and Kevin's like kind of pissed at Kendra and wants her like portray her a little bit.
Yeah, because yeah,
something's changing.
Yes, because things have definitely took a turn, because in this episode, she's definitely back participating.
Yes. So
something happened where, you know, maybe it was that passage in her book where she's like, oh, I'm not in the show anymore. What's going to happen? So she's back on. And maybe there's a part of a sentiment from production where it's like, okay, glad to have you back, but maybe we're not going to have your back as much as before.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling, sort of. And I didn't even like put it all together until we started talking about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
And here's another thing that's a turn for a difference, is they actually do me a favor. And I say something like, I go, I gotta go take a swoon. And then they add a laugh track, like it's the funniest thing anybody's ever heard, which is the opposite of what they usually do to me. Like usually they do that to Kendra. They'll have her say something that's moderately funny and then they'll add a laugh track. Like it's so fucking funny. I could say something that's not supposed to be a joke and they play it off like I tried to joke and bombed.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's like this episode, it's like they're almost experimenting with like flip-flopping everything.
Interesting.
I wonder if Molly worked on this and has any memories of what was being done or any notes that were given.
It would be interesting to ask her. Yeah. So then Morgan goes on to say, if somebody's not very smart, we call them beef-witted. And of course they like focus on Kendra, and then Kendra laughs and says, I'm beef-witted. And then Kendra asks, how do you, if somebody's hot, and she says a bog cock.
A bog cock?
Bog cock. Yeah. Or bawcock. B-A-U-G-H-C-O-C-K.
Oh.
A bawcock. And then that's when she says, a nasty thing to say to a girl is to call them a sausage wallet.
That's my favorite one. It's just so accurate. It's such a visual. And it's weird because, like, obviously, I mean, people were people back then, but you don't think of them as being, like, that explicit-minded. Like, I just picture people going around with, especially women, with, like, virginal mindsets.
Well, so when you spend enough time at the Ren Fair, that's not how they're acting at all, especially the peasant ladies. The ladies are a little more reserved and maybe save it for indoors. Regals. But the wenches,
the peasants
are,
and the they're
and
all dirty.
The more cleavage, the better. Whoa. And there's little flowers that they would present to you that you put in your cleavage to like exaggerate it even more. Like that's a whole thing,
right? Because I was going to ask you guys later in this episode. Like there's a period of time where we all have like flowers stuck right here.
And that's a favor.
There's even
about
a vase. I even had a
there's a special
necklace with a vase,
and
I put
funny
icicle because it'd be hot and like men would like, ooh, you look very hot. Would you like some ice? And they would pour, like, they would just basically like a wet t-shirt contest. They mm-hmm. just pour ice in your vase for your flowers.
But it was like a favor from like a suitor or whatever to put flower in there.
Yeah.
You had to remember too, these people did not, I mean, not the people that go to the Ren Fair, but people back in the Elizabethan age did not shower regularly. And flowers and things like that were ways to like stay smelling good mm-hmm. and like ward away all the scents.
Yeah.
Also, when I worked at the fair, and I was working like the will call booth and stuff, we had these hats that we had to wear. They were like elastic, kind of like, I don't know, not a hat, but like a, what do you call them? Like a bonnet type mm-hmm. thing or whatever. Oh, yeah. And it was, they used to wear those back in the day to keep the bugs from flying off onto other people.
Oh.
They had like bugs and crap in their hair.
Oh, the lice. Oh.
Well, you can just imagine, even walking to the Ren Fair as us back, like in today's day, showered and bathed. After the Ren Fair, you are covered in dirt.
Yeah.
That's one thing I remember about this day is I had so much fun, but I was in a tight corset and I was feeling a little like
hot, dust.
Sweaty, kind of ready to like get into something more comfortable by the end of it.
Dust boogers for days.
Oh, yeah, for days. Yeah.
So then we're in your room. Everybody's changing. I love Stacy's outfit.
And I just have on my Elizabethan undergarments.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Scandalous. And I'm practicing my language with Winnie. As we noted before, the hardwood floors are in.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Going back and forth.
And I'm teaching you some of my words, and we're getting into our costume. And you had your tail. I forgot about your tail.
I know. I should have brought it, but I'm sitting on it. But yeah, I have, in fact, I have added to the collection of tails, but they're not real fur, not the one. Well, that one was. That was before I was vegan. But they make non-fur ones. But
I would assume.
But I love my tail.
Yeah.
I love my tail.
Yeah, and I'm spinning in circles, and I really do make myself so dizzy that I like.
It looks like it, yeah.
And you say, I saw your knickers.
Your knickers.
Which I just think is funny because it's so part of the time and everything. Then we cut to your room, and you're getting ready.
Tits are out all over the place. There's just a lot of changing in this episode that we haven't seen in a while.
And I was going to say, Holly's sitting at her moldy old vanity.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Jeez.
Sleeping Beauty music is playing.
And when I put my outfit on, you can see the stuffing I'm talking about in like the middle section. I wish I would have taken that out because it just for the show. But I don't know if you guys can see on camera. I probably have to get up and like spin around. But this dress I wear because I didn't want to get into my whole Sleeping Beauty corset. But this dress kind of switches from pink to blue if you like turn around. I think you can see it. So it works. It reminds me of Aurora.
Yeah. So they cut to Kendra's room. She's still in bed asleep. They put in snoring noises. I don't think those were real noises. Yeah. And in commentary, this is what I was talking about like a episode or two ago. She's talking about how hungover she was because she literally just got home earlier that morning or in the middle of the night from Vegas from doing a club appearance.
Everything's getting packed in.
And so we go into her room and we're all dancing and screaming. And as we barge in and wake her up and she says in interview, it's the last thing she wants to hear in the morning is tambourines pounding in her ears. And Martini and Rascal are outraged.
Everybody seems to be getting along really well in this episode.
Yeah, I think so. And then, of course, Hef is dressed as the visiting king of France, and he walks down to the dining room to our fanfare.
Okay, it's my favorite thing when he goes up to me and he says, you're the only one that looks like you came from a Disneyland movie. He goes, I feel like I'm in Shrek 2. And it makes me laugh so hard because that outfit looks exactly like something a Shrek 2 character would wear. Like, he's so spot on with that.
Yes.
Like, he's being funny this episode. It's crazy how, like, the Renaissance Fair is bringing everybody together. Like, Kendra's back participating. Hef's participating more than ever. Everybody seems to be getting along. And I would have never thought the Renaissance Fair, the dusty, hot Renaissance Fair would be the thing.
Like, no frills. Like, really, no frills.
Never would have guessed.
Did you notice? So then Kendra walks down. But did you notice that David is behind her?
David, the photographer.
Yes.
He's still there because there was David was this photographer who would like meet us out at nightclubs and take or even meet us at the house before we went out and take photos of Hef. And sometimes he'd put them out on like, I don't know if it was Wire Image back then or wherever. Sometimes they'd be in the tabloids. But at one point in time, David just disappeared and didn't show up one day and nobody could track him down. And we're like, did he die?
Yeah, we had no idea what happened to him.
But I'm surprised he's still with us at this point in like 2007. Like, when did he disappear?
Well, I feel like he disappeared for a while and then he came back.
Oh.
So I don't know if he's already disappeared and is back or if he hasn't disappeared yet. I'm not sure where that happened on the timeline.
Very confusing.
Yeah, but his name was just David. We would always say David when he would show up to be funny. So that's why we say David. But I thought that was interesting that David is coming with us and not Elaine.
I feel like Elaine was just piecing out. She wanted to do less and less. Or like when Bryant came on the show and said that he would get called, you know, after school at UCLA to come do stuff because Elaine didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like she's just over it.
That's crazy though.
Over it.
Cause that's her job though. Like was doing the photos.
Yeah. I wonder if she felt like more stuff was being added on because of the show. And she was like, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Maybe she didn't want to be on camera or something.
Oh, definitely. She didn't want to be on camera. Yeah. That was probably part of it. She probably felt like this job is turning into something else.
Yeah. So we pose for pictures and then we head out the back gate and the bus is waiting for us and it shows a bunch of B-roll of the Ren Faire. And we get off the bus to crowds of photographers.
And I think one thing you guys should point out too is that there's people at the Renaissance Fair who get to play specific historical roles. Like obviously there's the Queen Elizabeth, there's a Sir Walter Raleigh, there's a Shakespeare.
Yes.
Yes.
And you guys, can I say when I talk about Shakespeare and it's so bad.
What?
It's so bad. So in my confessional, I go, Shakespeare had a lot of bitches with him. And because he has like multiple girls.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's usually how he walks around or if it was like a gag for meeting us for our show. Like, oh, you have three girlfriends. I have three girlfriends. I don't even remember how many people he had with him. But I'm clearly, at least clearly to me, in the confessional, trying to say something like contemporary, like what would be the equivalent to like us. But I say bitches and watching it back, I just cringe so hard because I'm like, if I were a viewer watching this, I would think I'm calling those specific women bitches. And I'm so sorry to the Shakespeare girlies because they were all perfectly nice and that wasn't what I meant by it. And I hate it. I cringe so
bad. But that's a Y2K thing. A lot of bitches. Like,
yeah, I was trying to come up with something like that and it just wasn't landing. But if I were, I always try and watch this with like some imagining like I'm a viewer who doesn't know the behind the scenes. I would think, oh, Holly had some beef with those girls. So they must not have been nice.
I didn't take it. Well, maybe just because I know what you were meaning. But I got what you meant by it.
Because they had pimp and hoes. Like that was the party theme for a lot, pimps and hoes.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like a good thing, kind of.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different. Something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities. Like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
My note about that interview with you is that I say, I don't know what's different about this interview, but you're giving off major Paris Hilton vibes in that video to me.
Maybe because I call people bitches. Because remember, she used to greet people like, hey, bitches, all the time in that era.
I felt like it was the way you looked, though. I don't feel like it was the line.
I don't remember what I looked like in that. I don't remember. Was my hair straight?
Probably. So anyway, I think this is a good time to kind of talk about our schedule because it is like 2 pages long of what we're doing at the
Ren
Fair. And I'll post it on our Patreon and stuff, but it says at 1 p.m. we get there and we are going to be greeted at the front gate by the Earl of Southampton, Capitano, and Tristano. And those three men will be our guides throughout the day because we weren't really supposed to walk alone. Right. I mean, we can't. Yeah, you can, yeah. Obviously. But no, like,
they just want to hang with us. Come on.
They were our chaperones. Yeah. They're at it. And then 1:10 characters arrive at the Guild of St. Ives, Leaping House and Tavern, the Earl of Southampton, and well, our guides basically, and we meet up with William Shakespeare.
I love how it's down to 1:10. Like it's down to the 10th of a minute.
1:20. And they cut this out of the show, but I wish they didn't. Remember when the Puritans arrived to see us?
Oh,
like scoffing at us and like,
oh, did they have like a bell they were ringing or something? Like a shame bell?
They might have. Yeah. And it says that a prop was needed, strawberries. And I don't remember what they did with the strawberries.
Oh, no.
Thank you for reminding me. I brought you something. I brought you a present.
Okay.
Ooh la la.
Hopefully they're still okay.
But I do remember the Puritans like just shaming us and like
that's
like,
so being, funny.
Like, and I thought that was funny to leave in the show, but they didn't. Huh. Because the Puritans would walk around the fair and anybody that was showing too much cleavage or being too like, you know, crazy, they would like shame them and be like, you know, I'm a bit appalled.
Funny. Yeah.
Clutch
yeah.
their pearls.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just surprised Hef wasn't into leaving that in because he was so fascinated with like Puritan culture and how he was like the reaction to Puritan culture.
And then it says at 1:30, discreetly remove the cast and crew behind scenes and drive on a golf cart to gate 11 to meet with the jousters.
Yeah, because it was on the other side.
I love the detail.
The entrance.
Yeah, 1:50, we're at the jousting field, and they talk about all the props that are going to be needed and people that will be there. Like they said, beverages, diet Pepsi and water, cut fruits and cheeses.
I don't even remember if I had time to get a beer or anything. Did I?
I don't think we got a beer the regular way we would normally get a beer, but I think they brought us everything.
Okay, good.
And then at 2 o'clock, we're still at the jousting arena. Let's see if anything happens. Oh, film the interaction between King Henry.
Wait. Which was Hef.
And Queen Elizabeth. And the jousters get our favors. 2:30. We go to the Guild of St. Michael. There's different characters there. And then we feast on shepherd's pie, fruit, cheese, and chicken. And then we have an entertainment of a comedian who comes to sing and interact. And then 2:45, we are walking in a parade. And then at 3 o'clock, there was options. Remain at St. Michael's to relax, go backstage, or be taken via golf cart to the Noble's Glade. And then at 3:40, we're at the Noble's Glade, Queen and Court, and the belly dancing and everything, which we'll talk about in this.
That part.
And then from 4 to 6... But I don't think we stay that long. I think we leave slightly after. It's like shopping in the marketplace, participating in rides and games. I really wanted to do the swing. So they said possibly the swing. So, yeah, that was our schedule.
And when we arrive, they show a ton of B-roll of the Ren Fair. And there's some interesting things in the B-roll. Like there's these really cool giant puppets that are going around. And did you see the dude who's like painted all black and has like a giant like...
Oh, we interact with him later.
...horn through his nose. Yeah. But the way he's like crouched over, he looks like a weird animal. And they only show him for a split second. And I'm like, what was that?
He's the troll. He's the troll.
He's the troll.
In Devore, he had more of a, like a more of a big, like arena. But he's a regular there.
And he doesn't
speak,
but he'll like grab things off of you and he'll like make things with stuff and like give it to you. And like, he's a thing. And then did you see, this always scared me, you guys, and I don't know why, giant tree man.
Oh, that's scary, yeah.
Did he, was Green he at tree this man. One?
Well, they show footage of him. I don't know
if he's coming. Did he come to the summers at some point?
Yes.
Didn't we request
him? I don't know if it was him himself or what, but there was this guy, you guys, and he dressed like a tree. And if he wasn't
tall
moving,
tree.
Yeah, super tall. If he wasn't moving, then like you just thought, well, you didn't think it was a real tree really, but you knew that it was just like a tree prop. And then all of a sudden he would like move and then it would have
slowly,
a face.
Like
and,
a like, sloth.
They freak the tree people freak me out, and there's more than one sometimes.
Yeah,
they freak me out.
And he had a basket on his limb with like for like a if you want to give him money. But yeah, he would not talk stilts and like yeah, it was very freaky.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it really creeps me out, that guy.
Yeah.
And then an interview, Kendra says, back in the Renaissance day, there were swords and horses and no roads. And then her cell phone rings in the interview. And
yeah,
she reaches over and grabs and says, no cell phones.
Was it a flip phone? Because I'm curious.
I think it was one of those like an Envy that you flip out
yeah,
and it has the
back
keypad
then,
inside.
That's all we pretty much had.
Oh, yeah. One of those. Yeah. Yeah. Not the original flip phone, but the other, the like sidekick type thing. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then she goes, oh, it's TV Johnny. I want another grill. And they cut to TV Johnny. And I like that moment. It's just a very, like, real moment that, like, calls back to something we've seen before.
Yeah, same. And then we're escorted to the jousting area. And everybody screams, God save the king, which is so crazy because at the Renaissance Fair, it's always God save the queen.
I know.
So
she had to take a second seat because usually she's the star.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got to sit in a special box to watch the jousting, which, mm-hmm. I mean, for us, that's
crazy.
That
was really cool.
Yeah.
I got to put the little on the
favor.
Yeah, the little the favor on the jousting king.
Yeah.
Oh my God, or the knight. I mean, yeah.
And like I said, when I'd watched this and made the notes, I'd just gone to Tournament of Kings the night before, and I was like, oh, jousting, same thing.
Yeah.
And the people who play the parts really take their roles so seriously at this thing.
And then in an interview, Holly says, I was really excited to see the queen because Bridget is always talking about it. And she wishes she could be the queen at the Ren Faire. But she said she's not redhead, so she can't do it. But that wasn't the only reason. Like, the person who plays queen is like a serious Elizabethan actress.
Oh,
like, she's got that lingo down.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're amazing. Like those, like you said, those people take it super seriously.
Right.
Like I would never, like I could barely remember how to say hello and goodbye. And
it's true. Like if she's meeting some knight of some shire of this or that, or if they have a beef, like, oh, that last week you did not invite me, you know, to tea and, you know, like something like it's a whole drama.
Yeah.
Like the Real Housewives of the Renaissance Fair.
What do you think people thought, the people who are attending the Renaissance Fair, when Hef was announced? That must have seemed really random because it's not like people were told in advance he was making an appearance.
Right.
And I imagine a lot of people who go to the Ren Faire go multiple years. It must have seemed so random to have him announced.
I think it'd be hella weird.
Yeah.
I do know that celebrities would go quite often. Mm-hmm. When I worked the Northern California Fair, it was reported that Robin Williams would come a lot and he'd be in full costume and everything. I didn't personally see him, but people would say that he was at fair a lot. And they would also say other celebrities, too, were there.
Would they ever be announced?
I don't know. I don't know if they did or not. Because I was working, so I wasn't hanging out at the jousting. But
do they still have the Renaissance Fair in the same place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But you guys said it changed, right?
Yeah. Once they changed to Arundel's, it's changed.
Well, because it went from like a rustic area, like DeVore, which I did not go to. I did.
Because it's San Bernardino County versus LA County. And remember when we wanted to see the rats, they go, rats are not allowed in LA.
Yeah.
But in San Bernardino, we could because we liked the rat man.
Yeah.
I liked because that guy with he used to hang out the rat area.
Yeah. And yeah, so it went to like a park, like a, you know, an actual park. So it
looked exactly like you're back in time. Like it hid all modern world.
Wow. Yeah.
That's cool.
And so this one, it didn't. And then it also changed more. I was worried that it was going to be in this one too, but it's not. Like, you can see that there's all these like huts for all the different food and things like that. Like the food court, I don't know if this is how they really used to look back in the Elizabethan days, but like at least it looks period
old school,
of some sort.
Yeah.
But they changed that too now, or I mean, I don't even say now. I don't know what they're doing now, but like even when we would go, like after this, it was food trucks were brought in.
Yeah.
And so everything was just like.
And they wouldn't even cover the wheels. Like the wheels were exposed. At least cover the wheels.
Yeah. And it was like not the same food because they were bringing in food trucks. So it's like, you know, the hamburger guy and the pizza guy.
That's
and stuff
how
like
strict
that.
They used to be. When I wanted mayonnaise, they go, mayonnaise? What is that? Because it wasn't invented yet. This winch wants some mayonnaise. What's mayonnaise?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, never mind. They didn't have mayonnaise.
Yeah.
That's how strict they used to be.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Yeah, so it really changes. But can we go back to the jousting for a second?
Yeah.
Because those guys are no joke.
Yeah.
And one of them has Playboy bunnies on his armor. Was that because he knew Hef was coming
had
or was
be.
He always
had
like that?
Had to be. No way. That it wasn't.
Yeah.
Do you think that wouldn't have been allowed usually?
I don't think it would have been allowed. No. Yeah, no way. I don't think they would have allowed that. That's strictly for Hef coming.
Yeah.
And then after that, we are escorted to dinner with the queen, which is also something as peasants, wenches.
We dined with the queen.
We never got to
do. Which is a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal to sit at the queen's table.
Did we get to use forks or no? Was this before forks?
I believe this was before forks. I think everything is pretty much hand food.
Or wooden forks, or it would be like a wooden, they because you could buy like wooden forks, but yeah.
In an interview, I just talk about how we've been to the fair so many times, but it's such a different experience to be dining with the queen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then Hef sits next to the queen, and I can tell by what they're getting us to say in confessional that they're trying to make it me be jealous of Hef sitting next to the queen. I'm so tired. Like, why the fuck would I care?
And I talk about how Hef didn't have to have his regular meal brought to the Ren Fair because they have turkey legs and he loves turkey legs. So he was totally covered.
Mm-hmm.
And the queen talks about the kitchen preparations for his arrival and that she's interested in marrying one of Hef's brothers.
Oh.
And they totally show you looking jealous and stuff and you're like wrong hair color. And in an interview, I say, I don't think Holly was jealous of the queen. But she is hoping to make it there someday. And I was like, wait, that doesn't even make sense, really. But I think what I'm trying to say is that you're the queen someday.
Yeah. Queen of the castle, the Playboy mansion. Yeah.
But I was like, what does it even mean? What am I saying?
I get it.
And then you say, I like your pimp cup.
Yeah, she has a chalice, which in the Girls Next Door universe is a pimp cup.
Yes. And she says, my what?
And then it kind of turns into a little thing. I'm talking about it. You're talking about it, Stacey. And then Kendra screams out, sausage wallet, out of nowhere.
Before Kendra says that, though, can we just go to Stacey's off-the-cuff definition?
What?
Is spot on. Like, I don't even know how you came up with that, like, in the moment. Because she goes, the queen says, my what? Like, all offended about the cup or whatever. And Stacey says, it's for one that has many suitors. They get a cup that is very grand.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I must have had a beer. I usually
and the,
do my
the queen
pocket.
Is suddenly flattered now. And she says, oh, well, I do have many suitors and a grand cup. And everybody around her is like, yes, ma'am, you do. Like, you know, yeah. lady, yes, yes. And then, yes, now Kendra
screams out sausage wallet out of the blue.
Yeah. And everybody gets super uncomfortable.
Yeah. I just set it up so high on the bar and what?
And there's like a look on my face. And then an interview, like, I'm like, and everything. It's like the record scratches.
Yeah.
But I don't think they put it in there. And I totally smacked Kendra under the table. I'm like, you can't do that. But I mean, as just somebody who like goes to the fair, and I'm not even one that takes it super seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh shit. Like, I don't even know how she's going to respond to that because, like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it turns out, and I think people think it's really funny and stuff, but it's just like a fair goer. We're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then they show a graph of a Kendra head being chopped off. And then the queen wraps up the dinner. And then we go to the swing. And I love, love, love the swing.
The swing was totally fun. And you would know because you have the schedule. But I remember this didn't feel like a long day. It felt like kind of just right. Like we were there. We did a lot of things. I was very like hot and kind of sweaty and dusty and wanting to change by the end of it. But I feel like it's a long day for Hef. And he was doing pretty good.
He was doing good.
He loved it.
I think they did a lot of things to like help out in the day too, like making sure that everything he needed, like his Pepsis and his waters and food that he did, and having a golf cart that could get us around backstage.
Yeah, that's a lot of walking.
Because it's so much walking when you're really, really doing it. And making sure we had shade and we're, you know, that kind of stuff. Like that helps so much. Because one thing about the Renaissance Fair, it is the hottest day of your life.
And he was in all velvet. And so, you know, he was probably hot.
Yeah. And in interview, you'd say that the swing looks kind of wimpy until you get on it.
Uh-huh.
It's not so wimpy. Like, it feels a little...
Yeah, it's like, whoa.
Yeah. It's a lot scarier than it looks.
And then we watched the belly dancers. And I remember the belly dancers wanted us to get up and dance. And Stacy, you were brave enough to do it.
Yeah, well, because I used to take belly dancing. So I love the belly dancing.
I got up and joined.
People, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then one thing I really wanted for you guys to try, though, is like, yes, it was amazing having like this feast with the queen and everything. But what I really wanted is for them to try like the normal foods that we would eat all the time, which at the fair is pierogies.
Yeah, pierogies are so good.
And then do you remember, too, the roasted garlic with the bread?
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
That sounds really good.
It's so good.
What the hell?
It's just a big thing of garlic. And all they do is just roast it. And it's just buttery, and you get the bread, and you just dip it in it.
Oh,
yeah, you just, like, so take it and spread it on, like, they give you this, like, big, like, kind of chunk of bread.
That sounds so good.
It's so good. They didn't bring that to us, but they did bring us the pierogies. In interview, I say, there were a few times when I looked around at the Ren Fair and everyone was having a really good time. Holly seemed to be really enjoying herself, and I was like, yes, I've turned them on to something new, and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we used to always go all the time.
Because I remember looking around, like, I was so worried, like, if, you know, Hef hates it or if you hate it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, seeing everybody enjoying it and having a good time. Yeah, some people hate it.
Yeah.
So then we board our party bus back to the house. We go back to our buffet all dusty.
Did you see our escorts, though? Like, they were, like, so sad that we were leaving and we were leaving the bus and they, like, were running after.
Oh, that's so funny.
They're so cute. Like, they played the part up to the very, very end. Yeah, and then we go back to the mansion. One of the fun things I always thought was coming back to the mansion in our outfits.
Oh, no, I love it.
Yeah.
Like, where have you been? Like, mm-hmm. you know, like, I like to show off that I've been somewhere. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the buffet scenes. I always feel like the buffet scenes on this show feel the most fly on the wall and the most real to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved how Hef was telling Keith that, you know, today was that Ren Fair day. And he was like, oh, yeah, how was it? And Hef tells him it was fun. So, like, I feel like that's really telling, too, because Hef could have said, well, I'm glad to be home or, you know, something like that. But instead, he said it was fun. Well, like,
he's in a really good mood. And I like how it comes full circle with you telling Keith, oh, the queen is interested.
Yes.
Also, this seems like kind of an empty Saturday night buffet. Was this on a Saturday?
Most likely, yes. Saturday, May 12th.
Because it kind of seems like nobody's there for a Saturday.
Well, a lot of times Saturdays were kind of.
They were the slowest of the three, for sure.
Yeah.
But even so, I'm like, damn, not a lot of people there. And you know what it reminded me of? And this wasn't the day because Mary's birthday was in August, which I had to look it up to be sure. I knew it was in the summer, but she has the same birthday as my ex-husband.
And
my grandmother. My grandmother was August 1st. Yeah.
No, August 8th was her birthday.
I thought it was August 1st.
Yeah, no. But every year, Captain Bob would throw a birthday party for Mary at, like, I forget if it was the Elks Lodge or where it was in the valley. And everybody from the mansion's social list would go. But Hef still stubbornly every year would have his Saturday, because they'd always throw the party on Saturday, no matter what day it fell on. And Hef would still have his movie and buffet. But everybody would go to Mary's birthday party. They would choose that over Hef's thing, which just shows how much people loved Mary.
Yeah.
But it was funny because you could always tell who was on the outs with Mary by who still showed up to the Saturday night. And yeah. It was always Bill Shepherd and Chuck and Betty McCann. Those are the only three people that would show up.
Wow. That's
so funny. It was like so awkward because everybody knew without saying anything why they were there, why nobody else was there. And I remember one year Captain Bob took me aside and he was pissed. And he's like, I can't believe Hef won't take one day off for Mary's birthday. Like Mary does so much for Hef and he can't take one day off. He can't not do his movie night one day out of the year.
It's true.
Like he was pissed.
Yeah, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. And it just created this every year, the whole 7 years I was there, it just created this weird, awkward situation. Like you'd think Hef out of ego would kind of back down and be like, okay, maybe I'll go to Mary's thing instead.
Yeah.
Because only three people would show up and it was the same people every year and nobody said anything, but we all knew it's because like, oh, Mary doesn't like you or you pissed Mary off or something.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, what did they do?
I know.
Like, what caused the Bill Shepherd, Mary O'Connor beef?
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Now that I don't know, but poor Chuck McCann, he got a lot of hate.
He got so much hate. We've talked about that before.
A lot of people got annoyed by
him. He was a polarizing character.
Yeah, I always loved Chuck McCann, and he helped me out so much with voiceover, and I feel like he was always like a really good guy to me, but definitely was polarizing.
He does have a big personality.
And he definitely is a scene stealer. Like, he would walk in the room, and he wanted the attention on him. He would make sure of it.
He had a little voice.
So, best and worst. Do you have a best and worst for this episode?
Oh, you know what? I didn't do them.
I'll do mine, and then you can chime in. Think about yours.
Okay.
So my worst is when I say Shakespeare had a bunch of bitches. Like, I just want to die. I'm so embarrassed. Aww. I hate it if anybody saw that and took offense. That's my worst. That's what I could change if I could wave a magic wand. Best is I love my Sleeping Beauty outfit, but really the camaraderie of this episode was so fun and almost unreal that the Renaissance Fair of all things gets everyone enthusiastic to the point where Hef is super into something that's out of his comfort zone. Kendra, after almost a full season of not wanting to participate, is back with bells on. I can feel the love from Kevin coming from this episode. I just feel like everyone was so into this. And I just love that it's a return to like the good season three episodes after having two kind of lame ones that we just covered.
Yeah. I mean, I think my worst... I don't know that I have a worst. Like, I really like this episode. I don't think I have anything bad to nitpick on it. I love that it's not only... I feel like this very easily could have been just, like, a cold open, and that's it.
We went to the Renaissance Fair. Ding!
Yeah, and just showed, like, some B-roll of us, like, doing some things really quick. So I was so happy that it became, like, a full episode. Yeah. I guess if I had to pick one thing that was negative, it goes back to the beginning when I was saying not getting credit for it. But not... And again, I just want to reiterate, I don't mean that not credit from the girls, and throughout the episode, there's constant credit about it. But I just mean, like, being a little bit more of a... on the producing side of it to make sure that it became a full episode, or doing my part to make sure it became a full episode rather than just like a cold open that it could have been. My favorite thing is everything. I love that we got to see it and experience it. It's something that's been a part of my life for so long. And I was like, we have to have Stacey on because I just have so many questions for you too. I mean, we could talk about it maybe in the slumber party as well, because I think we've been talking for a long time. But I would love to know, like, why you like the Renaissance Fair and when you started going and what your favorite things to do were. And like, I have memories when I was a kid, like going.
Yeah, because your aunt used to work there. Yeah. We would go visit your aunt and your uncle. The uncle would do the silver.
He wasn't my uncle, but I used to work for him.
Yeah, okay.
I'm one of the booths. But even like when I was younger in Northern California, when I did fair and stuff, like they used to have hair braiding areas. I used to love.
That was DeVore. Yeah, it was awesome.
And then the flower crowns, like you could go and do like crown making workshops where they teach you how to do it. Or you could just go and they had all the flowers and all the ribbon and stuff. Like the booth was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you could go pick out like what you wanted and they would make the crown for you. Like there's just so many neat things.
So much. Like I would have season passes. So I would go like every weekend because there's so much to do. And DeVore had so much.
So when I worked Will Call, so many people had season passes. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but in the Northern California one, I don't know if it was true for Southern California, but you could also do camping passes. Oh, yeah.
I went to the after parties.
And they all camped and had parties. Like, so the fair did not end. Like, it was like they lived.
But you can't say Hazar because that's their work. If you say Hazar, I got reprimanded.
Huzzah.
Well, yeah, I would say Hazar, but they looked at me like, no, just, we're not working. We don't say that. I'm like, oh my God.
That's okay. Funny.
But there are some, I don't know if you want to bring this up on the episode, but have got sick on the swing and left early. You remember that?
Well, I know that
I got a little whoa.
I know Kendra was saying she was a little sick. Hef said he got a little sick.
He took a ride home, and that's why the end of it was just us. He left early. He left before us.
I don't remember that. It might have been so par for the course for me.
I didn't know if you didn't want to mention that, but
I don't remember. He got going
sick on the swing, and he wasn't feeling well, and they took a sidecar, and we stayed. And that's why if you look at the episode again, you don't see him after the swing.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Unless they put him, they peppered him.
Huh.
But yeah,
I do not remember that at all.
He left. And that was another thing I remembered. I'm like, oh, wow, he allowed us to stay. He left and he let us stay. Did Kendra stay with us? Oh, I don't know. She left with him or, because even you remember when we even sat and the place, we're sitting down and then I guess it was like the bordello. And you even said, are we sitting in the bordello? They go, yes. You're like, oh, no. You were like so embarrassed. I remember you walking out on that one. And it was just us. If you think about it, it was just us. I barely even remember Kendra in the belly dancing scene.
Well, I know she was there because she commented about it. Yeah.
Okay, so then he just left.
For belly dancing, right? Even half?
Yeah, I think so.
He did leave. He got sick. He got motion sickness on the swing.
God, why do I have zero memory of that?
I don't remember that either, but I think if he did leave, we must have left not long after, right?
Yeah, we still did a lot, though, because we did the belly dancing, and I just remember being like, whoa. Usually when he's sick and leave, we all go. But he left when we stayed.
We did have a show to film, so.
Yeah. So that, I don't know if you wanted to mention that, but
I just didn't remember it.
I didn't remember it either. I totally would talk about it. I just didn't remember.
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys next week. We'll be talking about the season 3 finale, PMO, Why Not? Or no, it's called Guess Who's Coming to Luncheon.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Yes.
Because we have a few surprise guests. So if you'd like more content, check out our Patreon. We're doing a whole other podcast called Slumber Party. We'll have Stacey on that one too. It's patreon.com/girlsnextlevel. And check out our merch at girlsnextlevel.shop. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys. Huzzah! Huzzah!
Bye.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker,
or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members, your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. Skill Bridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.